The sermon title today. The sermon title today is, Can We Be One with Christ? In case you have not noticed, there is a certain ambiguity with today's title of my sermon. And most of you will take the title to ask whether we can be united with Christ. Can we be so united with our Savior that we might be saying today that we could be one with Him? But today I want to read this question of this title in another way. Can we be alone with Christ? Can we be solitary Christians, having a personal relationship with Jesus, but disregarding the community of the local church and the community of the broader church, the entire body of Christ? In other words, my friends, can we, in the company of Christ, have you heard of DIY Christians? Do you know what DIY is? Do it yourself. There's a lot of books on this now. Do it yourself, plumbing. And people actually believe they can do this because they read a book and then they get into big trouble, right? There's one thing that does work for a lot of people, these DIY things. But in Christianity, that does not work. Do it yourself. It's not the way it was intended. To ask the question in this form is to actually try to answer it too. But we all know that we are part of a larger company of members of Christ's body, my friends. Paul tells us that each of us has a role to play within that body. Just as each of our organs has a role to play within our physical bodies. And if you look at the scriptures, you will find passages that underline the essential unity in Christ. A unity that is just more than a number of people that have the same beliefs, a number of people that belong to the same organization. We are, as Christ taught, branches of the same vine. That's what we are. We are one as the Father and Christ are one. We are one in that we are all temples of the same Holy Spirit. We cannot ignore this, my friends. We cannot ignore this unity and claim that our personal relationship with Christ is all that matters. We cannot do that. It doesn't work that way. Go ahead and tell your neighbor it doesn't work that way. We need each other. Go ahead and tell your neighbor at your left and at your right, I need you. We need each other. We need each other in a fundamental way in order to grow spiritually, that we may become all that Christ wants us to be. We need each other. Too many Christians, and I'm telling you, one is too many. One is too many. Think that they can grow spiritually by being alone, by praying alone and studying scripture in the privacy of their homes and never attending church. Hello? Somebody say hello.
Hello.
And no doubt that by God's grace, and only by God's grace, a lot of these people have been able to grow. have been able to grow in some way, but we can use all the help that we can get in our spiritual journey, can't we? And that's what we're all here for, one another. That's why being in the body of Christ, being part of this church, is so important. We can use some help. Perhaps we think that we come to church to worship God, and it's true that our attendance at the services are our gift to God. But the reality is that the church is God's gift to us. Hallelujah. We come to church, my friends, not for God's sake, but for our own sake, my friends. That's why we do it. It is through our presence at worship, at church, that we should receive the many benefits, hallelujah, that we would miss otherwise if we don't come to the body, if we're not part of the body, hallelujah. My friends, what are the benefits? I'm going to tell you a couple of the benefits, okay? I'm going to mention a couple of these benefits. How many of you like your prayers to be answered? Come on now. This is better than a Costco membership card. Costco can't answer my prayers. I have to pay them. My friends, first of all, there's increased power in prayer that is done together in community when we're gathered in the community of Christ. Prayer generates spiritual power. Prayer generates spiritual power. Did you get me? It generates it. I mean, I need somebody to come over to the lights over here. Go ahead, Tom. There are lights over there. And where's Dave? Dave, turn off the lights. Let me, not over there, over there, next to the extinguisher over there. Behind that extinguisher, right there, right there. Turn it off. Turn it off. There you go. Let those on. When I tell you guys, you turn it back on. There's less lights now, have you noticed? And when we have that amount of lights, it surely brightens up a little bit. Turn off the other one. There you go. If you have one lamp turned on, it'll shine. But if you have many lights turned on, it'll shine some more. Hallelujah. Turn them on. Look at the difference. It's the same thing that happens with prayer. A lot of lights together, they shine a lot more. It generates power. And that is what we need. You want prayers answered? Then pray together as a church. There's one benefit that you can have. If you have that lamp on, that spiritual lamp altogether, when we pray together as a church, our prayer is more powerful. You want a second benefit? I'll give you a second benefit. When we are gathered as people of God, we can listen and learn from each other. God is always talking through the message of the sermons that the pastor does, or anybody else that God wants to use in that day. Also, through the listening of the scriptures, God speaks to us. There's power in that. Hallelujah. And also, when we gather together, we can practice great privileges. The privilege to pray for one another. It's not just the privilege of the pastor. You can pray for one another in the hallways, wherever you're at. We can pray for one another. It's a privilege. The privilege to pray for the church. The privilege to pray for one another. We can listen for the voice of God when we meet others at church. Oh yes, this is a message on how important being at church is. Somebody say amen. Amen. We can listen for the voice of Christ. And you know what? We won't know. We do not know what words will speak to us, in what ways it will speak to us if we're alone, if we're not near our brothers and sisters that might have the word that I needed. You might not have gotten the word that you needed when the pastor was preaching that day, but by God's grace, it might be in fellowship. Because God never ceases to speak to us, hallelujah. The service isn't finished when the pastor gives the benediction. He's with us all the time. Somebody say amen. Do you get me? And of course, it's in community. It's in church community that we receive the sacraments. Yes. And the Holy Communion is one of these sacraments that I want to accentuate today. If there is any reason that you would think you got to go to church, the sacrament is one of them, because it's a channel of God's grace that help us. Did you need help? Oh, it helps us in our spiritual journey. And I'm sure that by now, there are some of us who are at least thinking that coming to church has its disadvantages as well as it has advantages. We may have to put up with people we don't like. Oh boy. We may have to listen to a sermon that we might find dull. Or we may have to listen to a message that we didn't want to hear what was coming out of the words of the pastor. The mouth of the pastor. It wasn't our liking that day. We might even be asked to become involved in something, to do something. And we might not be interested in that. And we might not have the time for that. We might feel more comfortable at home on our favorite easy chair with our Bible in hands, reading and all that kind of good stuff, instead of getting dressed up and going to this cold weather week that we've had and coming to church and sitting in the hard pews. All of these reasons, and even more, are probably the very reasons why you should come to church. Because we can learn to recognize Christ in others, hallelujah, in situations, in circumstances, in trials and tribulation, we'll see Christ looking back at us, hallelujah. We need to realize that Christ can talk to us even in the dullest of sermons. We rejoice when we hear the radiators giving those sounds that we hear. When the kids are squeaking and making noises, the word, the voice of God is there also, hallelujah. And I have to say and state it frankly here today with a lot of love, but very sincere. Very sincere. I shall state frankly, if you do not find this particular church to be a place of comfort, of healing, of spiritual growth, then find a church where you will grow. Because we don't want to be a stumbling block. But I tell you that I believe that we're offering you all of this and more. And you know what? What we need most is God. What we need most is God. And in church, God comes to us in a special way, in special way through prayer, the prayer of the people, the gathering of the people, of us being here together. God is with us in the sacraments. Humans, how many humans do we have here? And we have a dog too. Hallelujah. Humans are weak and not always of our liking, but we are in this all together, my friends. We are in this all together. We can separate ourselves from the church only by separating ourselves from Christ. We can ignore our membership in the body of Christ and our responsibilities that flow from that membership, but only at our own cost and peril. My friends, you have an opportunity here. Think carefully about the gift that Christ has given you through the church that is the visible manifestation of His grace and His presence here on earth. That's you and I. Hallelujah. Take seriously your responsibilities as members of the body of Christ. And your essential bonds with all Christians everywhere. My friends, if you've listened to anything I've said, and I'm going to finish here and now, if you've listened to anything I've said, listen to this. Come to church, my friends, come to church. For your sake. Not God's. God chooses to use us. And it's a privilege. But if you're unwilling to do what God is asking you, He will use somebody else. He will even use a rock if He needs it. And I'm not about to let a rock do the work that I should be doing. How about you? I love you. But God loves you even more. And He wants to use the body of Christ.